I want to comment on the story of this supposedly approaching alien interstellar object, which, of course, it's quoting this Harvard science paper by astrophysicist, what's his name? Loeb is his name. And that's his last name, L-O-E-B, I believe. So I covered this paper a couple of weeks ago. Here it is. It's Abraham Loeb is one of the authors, also Adam Hibbard and Adam Crowell. And the title of this, it's a preprint draft version. It was published July 17th at harvard.edu. The title is the interstellar object 3I/Atlas alien technology? And it specifically mentions that the authors are not saying they believe this is an alien spacecraft. In fact, the introduction says this paper is contingent on a remarkable, but as we shall show, testable hypothesis to which the authors do not necessarily ascribe, yet is certainly worthy of an analysis and a report for two reasons. Because one of them is that it's fun to pursue, irrespective of its likely validity. Okay, that's one of the reasons. The other one is that if the hypothesis is correct, that is, if it's an alien object, then it could be dire for humanity and would require defensive measures to be undertaken, though these might prove futile. And then, as I covered before, we're already long past the launch date of anything from Earth to be able to intercept the flyby of 3I/Atlas. We would have had to launch, many years ago, 2024. So last year, July. So we're over a year past the launch date that could have been effective to intercept. So we're not going to be able to intercept this. And the other thing is that it's not actually it's not on a collision course with Earth. It's got a flyby path with the slingshot effects and so on that bring it very close to three planets, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. None of those three are Earth, notably, which is why none of them are named Earth. So three other planets, this is a flyby mission. What the paper is supposing is that this is a carefully selected pathway through our solar system that is on an unusual retrograde compared to the motion of the other planets on the orbital plane around the sun, and that the likelihood of this being a natural event is extremely low. It appears to be some kind of a survey mission to survey planets in our solar system, and that if this object were to alter its trajectory to, for example, decelerate on the opposite side of the sun, then it could end up headed straight for Earth on a trajectory where we could not detect it because the sun would be behind it. So in case you missed my coverage of that before, that's really what this paper says. But you've got like the New York Post and all over Twitter, you've got people saying, oh my God, the aliens are coming and they're going to be here by Christmas. And it's a possibly hostile alien threat, a shocking new study. Well, you know, that's not really what the study says. So what this tells me is that the psyche of our world, of humans, it's being prepared for a cosmic false flag event. People are being told that aliens are coming so that the establishment can fake it when the time comes, you know, when the financial collapse is just about to happen and they need everybody to turn in their guns and join one world government. Oh, we all have to band together under the United Nations to defend ourselves against the alien threat, you know. That kind of thing. Turn in your guns and turn in your bullets and your gold. And the reason we're having a financial reset is because, well, you know, the aliens hacked the Fed or whatever, right? So you can see they're starting to push aliens as, a very real thing that's on its way here, so that they can point to aliens as the cover story for what they really plan to do next, which is undoubtedly a depopulation agenda and some kind of financial reset that's going to leave a lot of people impoverished and probably suffering from, you know, famine and homelessness, etc. So, of course, they're going to blame the aliens. You know, at some point, they're going to roll out the alien storyline. And today, with our modern technology, they have the ability to make this very convincing with, you know, drone swarms in the sky, Project Bluebeam, you know, projections into the clouds, holograms, who knows what. They're going to make it convincing, and then the media is going to run with a story, just like they did during COVID. They had everybody panicked over something that didn't exist, it turns out. I mean, they even had me concerned for the first bit there. I thought it was real too, you know? This can be very convincing. Of course, now we know better. We know better about virology, but a lot of people will be suckered into the alien agenda story. They'll be like, oh, I can see the mothership. It's in the sky. Oh, they beam down, you know, the humanoids, the grays. And they're here, and they're saying that we have to give up our guns, and we have to all submit to the new, oh, it's the longevity jabs. Yeah, we're all going to live forever. You just have to line up and take the longevity jabs. It's a gift from the grays. They're here to save Earth. And, you know, that kind of storyline will be so convincing to so many people, because there's something that's just intrinsically hardwired into the human psyche is to believe in an outside savior. And I mean, even in Christianity, of course, what's the story in the rapture and Revelation? You know, Jesus is going to fly out of the sky on a white horse, and then we're all going to be saved. We're going to be saved from all the destruction of humankind, and we won't have to suffer because we're going to be lifted out of here before anything bad happens. Well, that's a really nice story, and it's a very common story. It's a story that has multiple different renditions, and one of those renditions is aliens are going to come save us from ourselves. I mean, it's really, I mean, if you think about it, the Jesus Revelation story, which is, I think, Revelation chapter 19, that story appeals to one group of people, the Christians, and then the UFO aliens are going to save us appeals to this other group of people who might be atheists, let's say, or maybe they're more science-minded people. And there are other stories that are really the exact same storyline that appeal to even different people. I mean, even Jews have their own story. It doesn't involve Jesus, right? It involves the destruction and then the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem, and then God's going to save us all at the last minute, going to save us from Armageddon, you know, Ezekiel 38, 39, etc. And so every culture has this story. Literally every culture, including Native Americans, had the same story, just with, you know, different characters, different twist on the same story. And of course, when you point out that these are consistent, repeated stories, it doesn't make people happy if they believe one of the stories. You know what I mean? Or if I point out that Revelation chapter 19, when it talks about that whole section of what's coming out of the sky with robes dipped in blood and the sword and everything, doesn't mention Jesus at all. That whole section is not about Jesus, because those are giant comets, obviously. But I've covered that many times. What John of Patmos was seeing was actually God's destruction, or God's wrath unleashed upon Earth with giant comets, or at least that's the way I see it. So it's not like there's a great savior coming out of the sky. It's actually the face and the giant fiery glow. Yeah, that's a giant space rock, and it's going to hit us, which brings us back to the giant space rock from Mr. Loeb, the scientist from Harvard, because he's describing a rock of a significant size that, if it hit Earth, I covered this before, it would not be an extinction level event, but it could end an entire subcontinent. And remember the seven trumpets in the book of Revelation? These are seven cosmic impact events. Clearly, there's really no denying it. And doing the math on this, or at least a good estimate. It seems like this current, this space rock from the Harvard scientists is equivalent to maybe the fourth or fifth trumpet. They get increasingly large, like the first trumpet is rather small. It hits a forested area, burns up a lot of trees. The seventh trumpet ends all human civilization. But the fourth or fifth trumpet, sort of like it ends a subcontinent. So who knows? maybe a bunch of comets are on the way. Or maybe it's nonsense. Maybe that's not going to happen for a million years. We don't know. But it's not, this Harvard scientist isn't saying that it's a bunch of aliens that are on their way to Earth. However, again, Earth beings are being prepared for that narrative because that's probably what's going to be pushed on us in a year or two or whatever the case may be. And again, I'm going to be the one saying, no, it's a total hologram. And everybody's going to say, oh, how dare you say it's a hologram? The grays are here to save us. I'm like, it's a freaking illusion. And I'm going to be hearing from people like, you want Earth to be destroyed? You have to line up and take the longevity jabs. It's alien technology to give you endless life. Heaven on Earth, you know, right? And I'm going to be the guy like, I'm not letting aliens inject me. Hell no. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of pushback from a lot of people who are going to line up and they're all going to commit, like, you know, fake alien jab suicide because it's going to be a death jab, you know? Of course it is. The one thing you can count on for sure is that there's an extermination agenda underway. You don't even need aliens for that. The human globalists are doing it themselves. It's been underway for quite a long time. But they'll use any excuse they want. They'll use aliens. Yeah, they'll use... Maybe when they're talking to the... Maybe when, like, when they go to Sarah Huckabee's state, that's Arkansas. They go to Arkansas, maybe they'll use the, you know, the Revelation chapter 19 explanation. So, look, it's Jesus coming out of the sky. Jesus says, line up and take this jab. And, man, most of those believers just line right up and take the jab. And then for other states like New York City, oh, no, it's aliens in the sky. It's not Jesus. That's for the Bible Belt. For New York and for Seattle and progressive cities, it's aliens. The aliens say you got to line up and take the jab. You know, whatever is necessary for each area, they can do that. And then, you know, don't forget, there's also the transhumanists, right? The people that want to merge with machines. And those people could be anywhere, but they do tend to be in the more, you know, progressive cities. Be like, oh, you're going to be saved by the silicon gods. Yeah, you're going to merge with the machines. Like, oh, there's something that's going to destroy Earth, but you can live forever. All you got to do is stick your head in this this machine here, and then it's going to merge your brain with the machine. You're going to live forever in the server over there. You see that? See the server in the data rack right there? Yeah, you're going to live forever over there, but we have to take off your head. You know, it's going to be like a techno guillotine or a guillotine, right? Like, stick your head in here and you'll live forever, you know? And a lot of these techno people will be like, okay, just stick their heads in there. Chop off their heads and then they'll be like an avatar on a screen like, I'm here. You know, and the people watching, the people will say, oh my God, it worked. Look, like Jack's soul got teleported into the server. No, it's just an AI algorithm pretending to be Jack with a stupid on-screen avatar that convinces stupid people to stick their heads in the machine so they can chop off their heads too. Look, my point is whatever convinces you is going to come to you. Whether you think you're going to be saved by, you know, whatever, a divine being, an alien, a transhumanism, I don't know, freaking transdimensional Thor or whatever. You think the Marvel Avengers are going to come save you? you think like Captain America is going to save you? Yeah, they'll give you a Captain America story. You know, whatever it takes for you to convince yourself to line up and commit, you know, technology-assisted suicide. So that's the purpose of all of these stories and myths and movies, is to convince people to believe these things. But of course, whatever stories people believe, it's very convincing to them. And, you know, they'll come up to me and say, you don't understand, Mike. You don't understand. You know, like, Jesus really is going to fly out of the sky on a horse. Now, all these other people's stories, that's nonsense. But Jesus is going to fly out of the sky, and he's going to take us away from all that. Like, that's the real thing that's going to happen. I'm like, okay, I understand. That's very convincing to you. And it's just like this other guy over here, he's like, no, you don't understand. No, the aliens are coming, and they're going to save us from ourselves, and they're going to give us all this incredible technology, including the med bed technology. We're all going to be healed. And then we're all going to be rich with a quantum financial system. And it's coming from aliens, you know? And they're convinced that that's totally real, right? And then there's this other group. It's, oh, no, you don't understand. Like, all that other stuff's nonsense. But we're actually going to merge with the machines. And that's going to allow us to live forever and have, like, incredible powers, like mental powers through the machines. We're going to be our greatest form of humanity augmented by silicon. Like, it's the singularity. AI is not taking over the world. We're going to become the AI. We're going to take over the universe because we are the AI. Like, and then that's very convincing to those people too. You understand, it's all the same story. It's just different vocabulary of how to describe it. And what story do I believe? Well, the story that I believe actually transcends all those stories, which is that we're living in a simulation. I mean, we're living in a simulation created by our creator. It's a testing ground, and this is not our home. And if you listen to people who've had near-death experiences, they all say basically the same thing, that where they went after this life, that felt more real and more home than here. And many of them regretted coming back to this world. So no, we're not going to be lifted out of here by Christ on a horse, or we're not going to be lifted out of here by, you know, aliens in a UFO. We're not going to be lifted out by silicon on a machine or some AI super god in a data server. No, we're going to leave the simulation at whatever point our physical life ends here. And then our consciousness returns back to where we came from before we agreed to come here. It's a very simple story, and it doesn't require any vaccines. That's the beautiful part about the story that I believe, is it doesn't require you to be jabbed, to be obedient, or to give up your freedom or your humanity or your health. You can be the best human that you can be while you're here, and then when you leave the simulation, you can continue to be the best soul that you can be wherever you go next. And you know what's bizarre about this is that entire nations will go to war over their version of this story. You know, of the story, whether it's Jesus or whether it's Muhammad, or, you know, whether it's aliens or whether it's AI, whether it's technology. I mean, nations will fight each other over their stories because they want their story to be the right one. I see people on X all the time, even like prominent political people, talking about how they have to end Islam. They've got to destroy Islam, and Islam's going to take over if we don't stop Islam, you know? I'm like, you really have a lot of hatred for an entire religious group. You know, and I'm sure somewhere in some other language or on some other platform, there's probably some Islamic people that are, we have to end all Christianity. It's so dangerous. They're going to kill us all if we don't kill them first. You know, probably somebody's saying that. And it's like, people, it's all the same story. You're just fighting over the different versions of the story. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, realize we are all the same. We are all children of God. We all have a soul. We all are experiencing life in the simulation from different points of view, but we come from the same place. We are all actually the same. We're children of the same mind, the mind of God. So if you ever find yourself thinking, oh, we have to wipe out all blank, like whatever goes in that blank, if it's a group of people, if it's a religion, if it's an ethnicity, if it's a skin color, if it's a gender, if it's a belief system, like we have to wipe out all those people who blah. then you need to look in the mirror. Because your belief system is not consistent with the reality that we all come from the same source, the one source. And that's why I can't stand by and watch Israel bombing children in Gaza and be silent about it. Because they're killing our spiritual brothers and sisters, regardless of religion. You see, we are all from the same source. But different groups come up with different stories, different ways to tell the story, to convince people to go along with whatever, or to divide and conquer, you know, so that the globalists can get us fighting each other. They have to tell you different stories, get you to believe different things. It's all a psyop. We're not different. And one group in particular that's not out there running around screaming about killing off everybody else are the Buddhists. The Buddhists they're not out there marching like, kill them all. No, that's Buddhists don't do that. Buddhism is a belief system rooted in peace. Something that humanity should take a good look at is peace, right? Meanwhile, right now, there's a whole lot of Christians in America that are like, bomb them children, kill them all, turn it into a parking lot. And I'm like, Christ wouldn't even recognize you. If Christ did come back on a white horse, he would be here to destroy people like you, not to save you, not to lift you up, but to condemn you to the burning fires of hell for being pro-death. You better hope Christ doesn't return if you believe that it's right to slaughter children in Gaza, because if Christ returns right now before you repent, yeah, you're toast. The flaming sword is for you. Anyway, I doubt that the aliens are coming anytime soon. And be prepared for massive cosmic false flags. Be prepared for religious false flags. Be prepared for every kind of deception to be leveled against us to try to convince us to either kill each other or to kill ourselves. That's the bottom line. No matter what you believe, your belief will be weaponized against you to try to get you to commit essentially government-assisted suicide. So be mindful, or you probably won't survive what's coming. They set it up that way, and they're very clever. All right, thank you for listening to this special segment here. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com.
Coco Energize, a delicious blend of organic cocoa, maca, and mushrooms for clean, lasting energy. Certified organic, lab tested, and available now at healthrangerstore.com.